Brilliance Audio presents Assured Response by Joe Weber, performed by Alexander Sendes. Dictators are people who attempt to accomplish by calculated brutality and aggression what they lack the intelligence and magnanimity to consummate. Lewis Mumford. 1. Dulles International Airport. Located 25 miles west of Washington, D.C., the sprawling airport and the inhabitants of the busy aerodrome were gearing up for the usual morning rush hour. Airliners and corporate jets were beginning to form long conga lines on the taxiways, while throngs of business passengers and vacationers were being packed into airplanes. Hardly an airline seat was to be had, and, having exhausted their patience while clearing security, passengers' tempers were growing shorter by the minute. In the concourse used by British Airways, senior members of the Dulles management team were playing host to Brett Shannon, the U.S. Secretary of State. His large entourage of State Department functionaries, Washington dignitaries, and a few close friends were receiving VIP treatment from the airport staff. Enjoying his late 50s, Bretford Earl Shannon had huge jowls that dominated his wide face. A large man, he was partial to tailor-made oversized business suits, brightly colored suspenders, and black wingtip shoes. Wire-framed glasses highlighted his long aristocratic nose. Shannon's sonorous voice boomed above the others as he held court prior to boarding a new British Airways Boeing 777. Secretary Shannon and his key staff aides, plus the chairman and ranking members of select congressional subcommittees, a handful of Shannon's fraternity brothers, a sextet of security personnel, and a baker's dozen of well-known journalists, were about to depart for London's Heathrow International Airport. The mood was deliciously jubilant. Shannon's guests chatted and smiled as they mingled with the convivial crowd. Although the possibility of an airliner being hijacked in the United States was greatly reduced since September 11th, some members of the delegation were still uneasy about commercial air travel. Privately, they admitted their preference would have been their usual conveyance aboard a jet operated by the 89th Airlift Wing at Andrews Air Force Base. Others, who felt more confidence in the current airport and airline security systems, were taking their spouses on the historic trip. In London, Shannon would spend the night at the Dorchester and then sightsee and shop the next forenoon. After a casual
sample complete. Ready to continue?